From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
36-year-old Lee Jun-suk becomes the youngest chief of the main opposition, channeling demands for generational change ahead of the 2022 presidential race. President Moon Jae-in departs for Britain to attend the G7 summit, which will be followed by state visits to Austria and Spain. South Korea will extend current social distancing measures, including the ban on gatherings of five or more people, for three more weeks. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Thirty-six-year-old Lee Jun-suk has become the leader of South Korea's main opposition, defeating former floor leaders and other heavyweights of the party. The People Power Party announced at its party convention on Friday that Lee garnered 43.3% of support, defeating former floor leaders Na Kyung-won and Ju Ho-young. Bae Ju-yun has more.
Lee Jun-suk 당대표의 수락연설을 듣겠습니다. 큰 박수로 맞이해주시기 바랍니다.
Throughout his campaign, 36-year-old Lee Jun-suk argued that the old leadership of the People Power Party cannot offer a viable alternative to the progressive ruling camp, as his rival sought to highlight his lack of experience. In a party convention Friday, Lee defeated four heavyweights of the conservative camp, becoming the youngest ever main opposition chief.
제가 가장 강조하고 싶은 것은 공존입니다.
In his victory speech, he said he will create a party where the individual characteristics of his young and old members will be respected in political harmony ahead of the presidential election in March.
우리의 지상 과제는 대선의 승리입니다.
The great mission upon us is to win the presidential election and in the process, create a party where various presidential contenders and their supporters can coexist.
Recognized as a witty and ruthless political commentator, Lee served as an emergency Supreme Council member for the party but has never won a legislative seat.
제가 말하는 변화에 대한 이 거친 생각들,
The ideas for change that I bring and the concerned eyes of the traditional party members will be seen by the people as their fierce, warlike struggle for change. And that change will lead us to our victory.
이 변화를 통해서 우리는 바뀌어서 승리할 겁니다.
Lee's election comes as the ruling Democratic Party lost support from disillusioned young voters in the Seoul and Busan mayoral by-elections 2 months ago, and as the main opposition is aiming to steal that momentum for the upcoming presidential election. The new opposition chief will work with newly elected members of his party's Supreme Council, including Representatives Cho Soo-jin and Bae Hyun-jin, as well as former Representatives Kim Jae-won and Jung Mi-kyung. Bae Ju-yun, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon Jae-in embarked on a European tour on Friday to attend the Group of Seven summit, followed by state visits to Austria and Spain. The president departed for Britain to take part in the G7 summit, which takes place from Friday to Sunday in Cornwall. Though South Korea is not a member of the G7, Moon was invited as a guest, along with the leaders of India, Australia, and South Africa. Moon will hold separate bilateral talks with the leaders of Britain, Australia, and the European Union on the sidelines of the G7 summit. The presidential office said that a formal bilateral meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga or three-way talks with Japan and the U.S. are not scheduled, but did not rule out the possibility of informal talks at the in-person multi-day gathering. Following the G7 summit, Moon will fly to Vienna on Sunday for a state visit to Austria and move on to Madrid on Tuesday for a three-day state visit to Spain. South Korea reported 556 new COVID-19 cases on Friday, falling below 600 after 2 days. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Friday that the new infections raised the country's accumulated caseload to 146,859. Two more deaths have been reported, bringing the death toll to 1,981. The government announced on Friday that it will extend current social distancing measures, including the ban on gatherings of five or more people, for three more weeks. Health Minister Kwon Dok-chul made the announcement during a government meeting on COVID-19. The minister said that the Greater Seoul area will remain under level 2, the third highest in the five-tier system, with other parts of the country under level 1.5. Currently, Jeju Island and the southeastern city of Daegu are also under level 2. These restrictions will be in place until July 4th. The nation has extended the current social distancing measures 7 times since mid-February. Bank of Korea Governor Lee Ju-yeol has again hinted at a potential rate hike this year. In a speech marking the 71st anniversary of the BOK's foundation, the governor said that if the Korean economy is expected to continue its solid pace of recovery, the bank will normalize the current easing of monetary policy in an orderly manner at an appropriate time. He said that the local economy is rapidly recovering from the shock of the pandemic, and the recovery is expected to accelerate in the second half. Regarding the timing of normalizing the current monetary policy, the top banker said that it will depend on the COVID-19 situation, the pace of economic recovery, and the risks of financial imbalances. Domestic demand has improved for the second straight month, the government said, though concerns over inflation amid a hike in raw material prices remain. In its monthly assessment report on Friday, the finance ministry said exports and investment maintained their solid recovery momentum in May, while domestic demand has continued to improve. Credit card usage rose almost 7% on year last month, marking the fourth straight month of gains. Sales at department stores surged about 17%, while online sales jumped 48%. 4 people affiliated with the ruling Democratic Party have tested positive for COVID-19, prompting the National Assembly to shut down for emergency quarantine on Friday and Saturday. The Assembly's COVID-19 response headquarters said the decision comes amid concerns over additional confirmations. This is the first time this year that Parliament has been suspended due to COVID-19, and the third overall following shutdowns in February and August last year. DP leader Song Yong-gil, whose aide was previously confirmed, tested negative. DP Representative An Kyu-baek and 2 of his aides were among those who tested positive. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said on Thursday that North Korea continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities with ambitions to strike the U.S. homeland. Austin presented the assessment in his written testimony to the Senate Armed Services Committee before a hearing on the Pentagon's budget request for next year. Austin, however, said that the U.S. will put diplomacy first in dealing with North Korea, continuing to work to mitigate North Korea's provocative behavior and maintain peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. The Australian city of Brisbane is one step away from officially being named the host of the 2032 Summer Olympic Games. The executive board of the International Olympic Committee unanimously voted on Thursday to support Brisbane's bid. The final decision will be made when IOC members hold a vote on July 21st in Tokyo, though it is seen as a formality. Thursday's vote in support of Brisbane has essentially knocked all other candidates out of the running, including a joint bid from Seoul and Pyongyang. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index gained 24.68 points or 0.77% on Friday, closing the week at 3,249.32. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.